This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Larry Foley, Emmy winner Larry Foley, who on October 19th will have his latest film endeavor, Up Among the Hills, the story of Fayetteville, premiere. Is it all done?
It's done. We shipped it away to a production company in Florida where they were making a broadcast, high-definition master, and DVDs. So it's in the can, as they say.
And that literally means that it's...
Well, when you shot things on film, we still call, you know, it a film. But there was a time when you finished a film and it physically went inside a can. But we still use the phrase.
Well, it's done, so you can't do any more to it because it's, well, in Florida. But is there something that was left out that you want to put back in, or things that you're rolling around in your head now like, oh, I should have done this or I should have done that?
No, you can't really be that way. My feeling – excuse me, I'm fighting allergies. My feeling is that you do the very best you can with what you have to work with and the time that you have and the resources that you have. But I want to tell you guys that I'm awfully, awfully proud of this film. I'm proud of the work that we all did on it, and it had a very creative team. You know, we worked on this thing for over 2 years, and it's a fun film. At times it is funny. At times it's poignant. But I'm really proud of it. You know, I think that's the way you want to feel when you're finished with it. Now, could we have continued to have messed with it? Well, of course, but there's another phrase that it's time to put the baby to bed, which in our case meant it's time to ship it off to Florida.
One of the members of the creative team, the narrator, President Bill Clinton, what was it like to work with him? Did you ever have to – because I imagine a lot of this was done digitally, like you'd suggest something and it would come back. Did you ever have to say, well, I'd rather you do it this way? And was that at all
intimidating? Well, what happened was we were going to go at spring break, and he didn't have time. He's a very busy man, you know.
Really?
He's incredibly busy.
Who knew?
And so we were going to fly to New York, and just before we got on the plane, we were told, don't get on the plane. The president woke up with no voice. And you know Bill Clinton has this issue.
Right.
And so we went back about 3 weeks later, and we were set up inside of his Harlem office because he just didn't have time to go to an audio studio. So Hyatt Tuchev, my director of photography and editor, and I were there in his Harlem office waiting on Clinton to come down the hall and to be able to do the narration. And I did ask myself, Kyle, you know, now what if he doesn't read it exactly right, you know, well, of course I had him read a few things over, you know, and he was most gracious. And the fun parts of that afternoon when we worked with President Clinton to do the narrative happened when maybe an ambulance would drive by, there was some kind of commotion, or he would get choked, and he stopped and told a few stories. And that was really pretty cool.
I bet.
Now, this film focuses on the history of Fayetteville, and you're very familiar with this town. You've lived here for some time. Do you think it would have been different if you were asked to do a film on a place you were unfamiliar with? I mean, is there...
I think it's always the same. You know, there are times when I feel like my target audience might be people who know a lot about the subject matter. Mm-hmm. That was certainly the case when I did 22 Straight a number of years ago. For me, it's like I knew a lot about the 64-65 Razorbacks. And sometimes I kind of felt like my target audience might be the guys that played on the team, to tell them a few things. So I certainly – one of my endeavors was to launch into some stories and some characters that I had heard about or in my research had picked up on. But I think if somebody has lived here their entire life and has never been anywhere else, I still think they're really going to enjoy this film and they're going to learn a few things about some folks they didn't know anything about. I'm looking at this film as a story of the character of Fayetteville as told through the characters of Fayetteville, from folks who were here in the early 1800s to some of the Civil War stories, to folks after the Civil War during Reconstruction, to the turn of the 20th century. And the middle part of the 20th century on up until today. And one thing about this funky little town of Fayetteville, we have no shortage of characters and we have always had a great wealth of them. And that made it a lot of fun.
When one of your films premieres, what are you doing? Do you watch the film primarily? Do you kind of spy around?
No,
the
I've
room?
Already seen it.
I know that.
I watch them. I watch people, and I'm watching to see if they're getting it where I wanted them to get it. And sometimes they do, and sometimes they get it in a different place. So I like to sit at the back of the room and just hope and pray that it sounds and looks like we want it to in the presentation, because you know you're literally vulnerable to the technical gods when this kind of thing happens. So I like to sit back and see if people get it. That's what I like to do.
And you've done so many of these documentaries. Do you constantly have 10 ideas in your head, or do you focus on this one and then as soon as this one's done, it's maybe some downtime and then you start thinking about your next project?
Well, I don't have downtime, frankly. I have 3 films that are coming out and another one that's in production. So, you know, there's no shortage of good stories to tell, and I tend to be seduced by them for whatever strange psychological malady that I have. But I like working on these things, you know, and I'm really just – I really am attracted to interesting characters and interesting stories. You know, this business that I'm in that I kind of made up for myself years ago, which is strange enough, it's kind of like playing golf. I mean, you know, you can go out on the golf course and you can find 90-year-old people playing golf, and I may be one of them one of these days. But, you know, there's no age limit to, you know, storytelling. Storytelling is endless, and it's age old. And I just happen to like telling stories where I have the opportunity to weave the written word with the visual image and sometimes the still picture and the sounds. And one of the things that's different about Up Among the Hills is that it's like a little movie. You know, there are a lot of dramatic recreations of when the Butterfield stage came into town, and on board was Waterman Ormsby, the young New York Herald reporter. And there's the story of the old scout, Charles Von Berg, playing his bugle on the East Mountain, playing taps every evening. And there's, you know, Miss Sophia Sawyer and her Fayetteville Seminary. So it literally is like a little movie. And one of the things that's been great about this project, commissioned by the Fayetteville Public Library, is that here's what I got. We want you to do the story about Fayetteville's history. Now go do it. Oh, my, was that fun.
Gosh, it would almost seem a little bit pressure, though.
Well,
but I guess
mean,
you kind of feel pressure every time. Because you want to get the story.
You know what? The way I look at that, Kyle, is that my reputation is on the line every time I accept a commission. One bad one and that's the end of you. So, yeah, I mean, there's always that. You just do the best you can with what you have to work with. And you know, I'm looking for teammates. And I do want to mention a few people who worked on this film with me. Hyatt Tuchev is director of photography and the editor. Beth Mack Lewis is the associate producer. I had current and former students, people like Brian Campbell, who we brought in to do a lot of effects for us. Trey Marley did some additional photography and did a fabulous job. I have like 16 different voices in this film. So the one thing that was common about all of us, whatever phase they worked on inside the production of the film, is everybody was really into it and everybody really wanted to do their very best. And I think I told Hyatt this today. Hyatt, this is the best work you've done to date. And it really is good. But I would probably say that about everybody that worked on this, as far as I know of their work.
This weekend, as we talk here, this weekend you were awarded an Emmy. You're a multiple Emmy winner. 7, 8?
5.
5.
Just 5.
Just 5.
Just 5.
Where do you keep them?
Well, some of them are in my office at the university and some end up being at home. Every once
end
in a while,
I
bring them, you know, I mean, they're little angels, so sometimes they turn into Christmas decorations for the holidays.
Okay, so the 19th is sold out, the premiere.
October 19th at the Fayetteville Public Library is a big gala, and I think they were going to, I don't know how many, few hundred people, and all of a sudden they doubled it and sold out. But there are additional screenings, free public screenings at the Fayetteville Public Library. I found out today that it looks like the day after, interestingly enough, the Fayetteville Gala on October the 20th, it's going to be screened at the Hot Springs Documentary Film Festival.
Right.
Ultimately, we'll end up on AETN and UATV. But there are there will be several upcoming free public screenings for folks to get the opportunity to see the film. in its entirety at the Fayetteville Public Library, which is a fabulous place to screen. Great system.
Will people be able to eventually get this on DVD?
Yes, DVDs are being pressed even as we speak, and they will be available through the Fayetteville Public Library.
Are there DVD extras?
There are extras, as a matter of fact. Beth Mack did a film called Memories Up Among the Hills, and that's a series of interviews with some folks who have a long history in Fayetteville. A couple of them have passed away since we did the production. Mm-hmm. Andrei Dumchev, who was a Russian exchange student, did a little film called Fayetteville to You that won a contest. And at the end of the film, we have a few outtakes.
Excellent.
Fun.
And one of them involves Bill Clinton.
All right.
Perfect.
All right. Worth the DVD right there.
Absolutely.
We do know November 1st and November 6th are free screenings at the Fayetteville Public Library. There might be an additional date as well.
I think that there probably will be additional dates. And I look forward to that. I'm hoping to attend all of them. Let's just hope people enjoy the film as much as I enjoyed putting it together.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
Well, thank you, guys.
Larry Foley is the director and producer of the new documentary, Up from the Hills. It's a history of the city of Fayetteville. The sold-out world premiere of the documentary takes place Friday night at the Fayetteville Public Library. As Larry mentioned, there will be other showings at the library in November. This is Ozarks at Large. We'll be right back.